Visible to all of you? In the voice?
Voice is audible?
Just a minute. I have to take some external help. I will be introducing those who have come with me as the session progresses. Okay? So welcome to you all. We are now going to embark on a very special journey, a journey of understanding ourselves. And I am very happy to know that ITW cares for the people who work for it and treat them as a family. That is, it makes it much easier to introduce a parivar, not war parivar of the TV, but the Gayatri parivar. So before I introduce the subject proper, time and stress management, all of us know, is the burning problem today. Many people have come with many ideas. Some telling you that 6 seconds is enough. Some tell you that 1 minute is enough. And some tell you that yoga is the best way. Many alternatives are there. But the most important thing about stress management is you should realize that it is an extremely personal situation. Stress at a particular situation may be a very big stress, and for the another one in the same situation in the same office, it may be a very simple one. Am I able to convey the personal issue of it? So when we talk about stress management, you should always take it as a personal management. You cannot just solve stress management by giving a group formula. You have to develop your own personal formula. About time management, you are aware of it. The only thing you should know is how to split it, how to split your work into small portions and go about it. Therefore, I am not talking about time management more today, but I will talk about stress. At the heart of our stress-related difficulties is an ancient physiological mechanism that scientists call the fight or flight response. So this is what you personally have to understand whenever you face a very, 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 very small thing, just as lifting this ladder. You think it is a very simple thing, there is no stress involved. But still, there is a very small amount of stress that is being generated. Are you able to understand this point? Every action when you do it, when you nod your head, when you bend your fingers, when you move your legs, all this creates small pulses of stress. Now, modern human beings still occupy caveman bodies. Humans have not evolved mentally or physically in any significant way since prehistoric times.
The automatic emergency response is still present in all of us. Next. Physically, much the same as his ancestors, the perils he faces are not, and generally, they are not resolved by evoking the primitive fight or flight response. So this is the first step you have to understand, that whatever you are doing, our human body has an inbuilt mechanism, an automatic mechanism of whether you have to fight for it or you have to flight away, run away from that. The best example of this fight and flight mechanism is what Arjuna Vishada Yoga used. He was ready to fight. He was 84 years old when he was doing that Mahabharata, and he was supposed to be in his middle age. And Krishna was 125 years old. He knew that he was supposed to fight. He came prepared to fight. But when exactly the moment to fight comes, what happens is we try to avoid it. So this is the first step you have to understand in your stress orientation is, wherever you find, wherever you find that you are avoiding a problem, wherever you think you are postponing a problem, even when you are postponing your lunch in a holiday, you always remember that the stress mechanism in you is being operated. Is the point clear? Any postponement, you don't think that you are postponing because you want to postpone. You should be able to realize that your innate reaction mechanism to run away from the problem, that is making you to postpone it. This is what you have to recognize first. When you get up from the bed, and when you want to postpone coming down from the bed, going to the bathroom, or going to some simple work, are we aware that you are avoiding it? So this is the first thing. You have to be very, 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 very aware of this response mechanism. And later in the course of it, I will tell you how yoga will develop in you the exact opposite reaction, which the scientists have named it as the quietening reflex or relaxation response. So these two words you should be familiar. One is the fight or flight response, and the other is the exact opposite of it, the relaxation response. The best example of relaxation response, you are able to understand the importance of relaxation response, all of you? In general, we have an inherent time immemorial response since the ancient times, where you are prone to have a natural reaction mechanism of fight or flight. Fight means taking up the challenge. Flight means avoiding the challenge. This is inherent in us. Any postponement we do is because of this. The exact opposite natural reaction is also present in us. It is known as the relaxation response. What our ancients called as samadhi, a balanced intellect. Samadhi. So, what the modern, a few of those 25 people who are grouped in the world's literature, the most important people who have affected the thinking of the humanity. I am going to introduce those famous people. There are Nobel Prize winners in them, and also those who teach Nobel Prize winners how to think. You understand the significance of the word I am using. Who teaches Nobel Prize winners how to think in their own departments? You must have heard his name, Bruno. How many of you have heard that name, Bruno? Anyone? Edward D. Bruno. He is now the consultant of a Nobel Prize winning team of scientists, helping them to think out their problems. Are you understanding the situation? He is telling them who respective Nobel Prize winners in their own fields. He teaches physicists how to think. And in one example, in 6 months, by the help of a process known as the six-hat thinking. Six-hat, topi, thinking. Ever heard about it? We will learn about this. It is a very, very simple process. It is a natural process which we all know, but we don't use it. A very simple process. But I am giving this briefing because its simplicity makes you think that it is useless. In Princeton University, after getting Nobel Prize, Einstein was giving his lecture about physics and law of theory of relativity and other things. So one of the students who was doing the bachelor's research unit in the Princeton University in physics department, he said, "We want to do something very big. We also want to do as great a research you have done. But then, how are we to recognize that we have done something really worthwhile?" The question they asked Einstein was, "We are doing research, but in the course of our research, how are we to know that we have stumbled upon a great truth?" He said, "A very simple solution is there. If it is simple, it is great." That is why, before giving you the simple solution, I am building up the complex logic. You go through this now. Physically, much the same as his ancestors. Physically, much the same as his ancestors, the perils he faces are not, and generally they are not resolved by evoking the primitive fight or flight response. This is the most important paragraph, and you should remember this. Our natural reaction is to avoid. And that type of avoidance is built in our brain complex, what is known as the hypothalamus. But the problems we are now facing are not related to that type of reaction. That is the problem. Is the problem very clear to you all? The way you are responding to a problem is a natural once upon a time. But now it is not natural. Why? The pressures we face have become increasingly mental rather than physical. Previously, he used to worry about his food, clothing, and shelter, the caveman. For securing food, no problem. For securing clothes,
he need not worry to skin an animal and get that skin as his clothes. You have a lot of opportunities to clothe. But when I see certain sequences in the dance program, I find that clothing is also becomes scarcer and scarcer. But that's something different. When we need shelter, we enter a building, we don't have to do battle with an enemy for the nearest cave. Primitive man's physical readiness, modern humans calls for a complex mental activity. You are identifying the problems? Much of your problems are not physical. They are only mental. Later I will show you 3 pictures where you can understand it. That how you are looking about is what you want to see, but what is not there. We always look what we want to see. And now, these bold letters, you remember, what we say, hear or think also generates inner tension and stress. It is not that just a situation gives you a stress. You are thinking about some future problem which you may get about 4 or 5 days later. And now you are in a very happy circumstance. But if you think about it, the problem comes. So remember this. When we say, hear or think, we generate inner tension and stress. And now, before going into these things, I want to introduce a man who has solved the problem of all the present stress and has given what he labeled it as scientific religion. I am talking about Param Pujya Gurudev Sri Ram Sharma Acharya. So when we talk about Gayatri Parivar or Yajnas, you please remember we are not talking about any religion. We are talking about a formula which removes your stress and tensions and also time management. You remember these 3 words: tension, stress, time. In his lifetime, he has proved that a man can work 5 times more than one lifetime. Time management. And the formula is very simple, but I will tell that formula later. Because if once I tell the formula, you will say we got the formula and we will go. But if you know the formula and if you don't know the theoretical aspects of it, the formula will be of no use. To my science students, I always tell E is equal to mc squared is the formula to control and generate nuclear energy. Everyone of us knows it. But just by knowing that formula is not enough. You should know what E means, what M means, and what C means, and how they are interrelated, and how you can use it to explode an atom. Similarly, before giving that formula, I will give you a lot of theory, but I know that you have to catch a bus at 4:45. So don't have any inner tension. And now, before I go into Pujya Gurudev's research and the formula, let me tell you something about the modern approaches or the Western approach. One is Anthony Robbins. How many of you know about this name? You know him. In his book Unlimited Power, he says physiology is the avenue of excellence. Physiology means our human body with its nerves and And then in his another book, Awaken the Giant Within, he says that the science of neuro-associative condition
will relieve you a lot of stress. This word, very scientific word, neuroassociative condition. Once I was in a city. I went to that and he was my friend. He has a very busy schedule. He wanted to go away. And he said, Ramakrishna, you want transport in this city. Without a transport, you just can't move anywhere. So here are the keys of the car. And he went away. But even though he is a friend of mine, he doesn't know that I don't know driving. That's the problem. Now the stress comes in. You got the point? When you have a means of transportation, but if you don't know how to use it, it becomes the biggest stress. That is where our nerves, our neurons must be associated with the stress. What is the stress in my case? Not knowing how to drive the car. But one who knows car driving, what he has done? His neurons are trained to associate it with car. Learning car driving. You understood what I mean by the science of neuroassociative condition? You know the art. You know the technique of operating that particular machine. And if you know the technique of operating of that machine, you can excel it. Is it not? But how many of us know that our human bodies are also a machine? How many of us know the rules and regulations of operating this human machine? That is the main cause of stress. That is what Anthony Robbins says. And I have taken these two chapters, these are the names of the chapters, Physiology, the Science of Neuroassociative Conditioning. Physiology, your fight and flight response. That is the problem with your physiology. And the other problem is, you have this instrument, you have this body, but we just don't know how to think. That's the problem. The first revolution in human society is the wheel. The next revolution is fire. Am I clear? Am I going very fast? You are able to understand. I am not jumping into another type of problems. When there was no wheel, distance was no matter because everyone has only two legs. So all distances were measured by legs. But when you start wheeling, distances have their own meaning. And then you have the fire, discovery of fire. And when fire was discovered, industrialization came. You are able to associate industrialization with fire? All of you? Because without fire, no metals. And without the required type of furnaces, you have no industries. And all these industries, including the aeroplanes, are all based on the basic discovery of fire. That is the Industrial Revolution. Now we are on the verge of another revolution, which may be called the information technology revolution. You are flooded with information, not knowing what to do with that information. That's the problem. Now we have identified two problems. One says we have to know about our physiology, and the other is you should know the machine-like aspects of your body. And the third is what you are supposed to do with all this information. We have a lot of information, no doubt. And we are going ahead and ahead for information. The website gives beautiful, well arranged, well planned, well documented information. Is it not? But to what use is that information? Many people say the TV is the problem. Many people say newspaper is the problem. But the real problem is we are not able to assimilate the information it is giving us. You are identifying the three problems very easily. Physiology is your natural instinct either to face a problem or run away from the problem. What we call as the fight or flight response. Number one, physiology. Number two, we don't know the machine we are operating. And now, with the doctors, with a lot of information, another problem has come. Once I heard that in the Russian embassy, in the ambassador, his daughter came to visit him at Moscow from India. She is an Indian ambassador. Suddenly she developed an eye infection. The left eye became very red. And the problem with Russia and Germany and others, I think, few people know English, so we need a translator also. So she took a translator in the car. She went for a doctor. She saw the eye doctor's board. She stopped the car, went in. The doctor very seriously examined her. I can't do anything. And now the alarm, the girl became very alarmed. The eye is gone. The doctor says, I can't do anything. And the doctor was telling something in Russian. And in the meanwhile, she started sweating and weeping and all sorts of stress symptoms. But when the translator said, no, the doctor is saying that it is your left eye that is infected. And I am a right eye doctor. And I can't do anything for your left eye. You should go to a specialist. Can you understand why I have given this example? The information technology has given this problem. He has a lot of information about a small thing. He can solve only the small thing. Specialization. The information technology has given us the most potent problem which we have to deal with specialists. Once I had a problem with my stomach, I took some pills and I started some rashes. I went to the doctor and said, see, this is happening. He said, no, I can't do anything. You go to your dermatologist. You understand what is the problem with information technology is? So this is the problem. Once you identify the problem, the solution is very easy. So in the physiology, you have the fight or flight response, which is natural and inborn to you, where you try to procrastinate or postpone. And then is the science of neuroassociative conditioning, where you don't know how your human body behaves. Only we know how it behaves when you are allergic to something. You know, if you eat it. And the experts are also at a loss at it. If it is an allergy, they say it is an allergy, they name it. And you feel happy that you have got a name. But technically, no specialist knows an answer for allergies. Till now. So what is the problem with this? You don't know how your body works. And the third point, the real problem in which you are also a part, the information technology problem. You have a lot of information, But you don't know where to apply it. Now, Stephen or Kobe, he has a mission which says we enable greatness in people and organizations everywhere. How many of you know about this man, Stephen or Kobe, anyone? Right. Why I am asking is not to test you, but so that if you know about him, it's okay, I will just say how great a man he is. Huh? But now because only few people have think that they know him, he is a man who within 6 months, by his basic fourfold approach towards life, one is the beneficial eating and exercising and resting, social and emotional, making social and meaningful connections with others, mental, learning, reading, writing and teaching, spiritual, spending time in nature, expanding spiritual self, meditation, music, art and prayer. For a lot of us, this is of no use. But he utilizing this, in 6 months, he transformed a company which was losing $2,000 billion. Within 6 months, he converted into a $12,000 profitable concern by utilizing these four. The details you can have in the website. If you type this, you will get the details. Why I am talking in this aspect is, we think we know what is beneficial eating, exercising and resting. We don't know. Many of our foods and many of our exercises generate stress. That is why you don't continue your exercises regularly. A Zen yogi was talking with his disciples. He said, I told you to practice a meditation technique. Are you practicing it? And how are you feeling it? Then he said, I felt very great when I was practicing that meditation, but I stopped it. You understood the fallacy of that statement? He says, what's wrong, no? Something wrong with this, huh? Everything. You got the fallacy of the statement. You say you feel great. Then how did you stop it? Why did you stop it? Can you stop anything which makes you feel great? Why do many people continue smoking and drinking with all the so-called... Because you feel happy with it. Let us be honest about it. They feel great. They feel happy. And that disciple says, he felt great while meditating, but he stopped it. And whenever you stop it, what is the principle that is operating? Postponement. What is the principle? Fight or flight response. Please understand these two words. Don't be hazy. That is why thinking is not enough. Words are more important. So when you stop something, certainly it is the flight response which is making you do that. Be very honest in understanding. Whatever you stop doing, if you think it is good but you are not able to do it, it is this old enemy, the ancient remnant of our caveman's history, where you had to fight for food, shelter and clothing, which still is continuing its grip on us. Clear? And now, in the social things, making social and meaningful connections with others, we have forgotten it. I want to underline this word. I am not talking about profitable connections. Forget about that. I am not talking about profitable connections. Meaningful connections.
between a husband and a wife, between the father and the son, between the chief minister and his state. When you look at the papers, you can understand what I mean by meaningful things. Nobody is talking about anything meaningful. We talk only about the errors. You understand now what I mean by meaningful? The dialogues, the relationships must be meaningful. They must mean something to you. And we have forgotten about the human values also. One man comes to a girl's house and says, "I love you." And if you don't like me, he kills her and he slashes his wrist. Do you know what type of, which example I am referring to? About the Vijayawada exam. So what is the meaning of love you are giving? You are understanding what I mean to feel about. When I say meaningful, this is the meaning we are giving for the word love. And we say God is love. And what is the meaning we are giving in the relations? So this is what he analyzes. The relation between the boss and his group of people. A meaningful relation. A value-based relation. The most recent book of Stephen R. Covey is Trust. He says that every organization is based on trust. We accept it. Is it not? When you see the name of the company's label, we already form an opinion, yes, this is a good company. Trust. And when Siddhi Sai says about Vishwas, you say it is religion. And when Stephen R. Covey says, you say it is very reasonable. So, the meaning you give to the word trust, trust is faith and Vishwas, is it not? It becomes meaningful with the relationship. You have related Sai with your own picture. You have related Sai, Covey, with your own association. You see how your relationship changes with the word you give. Trust is the word. Sai says it is something old, time-beaten, unwanted. And when Stephen R. Covey says, the most recent book, it is published only about 6 months back, he says trust is the basis of any meaningful relationship. Will you accept that statement or not? Trust is the basis of any meaningful relationship. And then mental, learning, reading, writing and teaching. All these are words which we know, but we never meaningfully use it. We don't use it meaningfully. What have you learned today in your life? Suppose I ask this question. What did I learn? And what did you read? And now, reading means applying. You have read engineering or your own topics. I think you must be all biochemists or zoologists or something, depending upon the type of products you are producing. You have read it. Is it not? And when you have read it, what you are doing is, you are utilizing it for the benefit of the whole humanity. So your reading should help not only you, but it should help others also. Then only it becomes a reading. If not, it becomes relaxation, reading a novel or some fun book or something. Writing. Do you know, writing expresses you fully, what is known as graphology. All of you have heard about graphology, is it not? And do you know that the way you write tells you which hemisphere of your brain you are using? The sentence you understood? The way you write a single letter on the board tells you whether you are a left-sided brain man or a right-sided brain man. And of course, teaching is something different.
And spiritual, we will talk later. And now we will come to Edward de Bono. He has written numerous books with translations into 34 languages, and some in Hebrew, Arabic, Bahasa, Urdu, Solvay, and Turkish, etc. And now, just okay. When you want to think, this process of thinking, in many companies, they have given written testimonials to them, to him. They said 1 week of discussion, we are now able to finish it off in 15 minutes. The managers and those who are leading the group. If you know these topics, 1 week of hectic discussions were cut down to 15 minutes of discussion. Such is the man. And this is the thinking, what I was telling about, the six hat thinking. Somebody was telling me, he has read that book, who was it? Bono's book, Six Hat Thinking. You? So, I was talking about my Puja Gurudev. But before talking about him, I want to know that all these plus something much more is there in his life. If you know how to read his life. By reading, what do I mean? If he applied. If you just know that he has lived like that, it's not reading. Reading means you should be able to apply it. This is the most important thing which I want you people to remember. And you remember the sequence also. And once you remember the sequence, in the end when I am going to give you the formula, you will understand it. What is the first thing that I have told? Fight or flight response based on physiology or neurophysiology. What is the second problem I told? Neuroassociation. If you don't associate properly with the machine, you can't utilize that machine. It becomes a problem to you. What is the third thing I told? Information technology is the problem. All of you accept until this? You don't say that information technology is not a problem? Though we are all part of that, we should know how to read it. And now, this sentence, the mind as a self-organizing, pattern-making and pattern-shifting system. This is what you should know. Self-organizing, I see this color, black. I have organized my neurons and certain parts of the brain parts to recognize it. And now whenever I see a color, I need not go to all the process of learning again. It organizes itself. You got the point? It is a self-organizing system. When once you know it, it happens mechanically. Many times I find scooters coming before me. He's just traveling a bit fast. But suddenly he puts a brake. And probably all of you must have that examination experience. Whether you are driving a car or a scooter. Just before applying the brakes, did you think that the problem is there, you have to save that girl, you have to save that part, and therefore I have to brake, or it happened by itself? Instinctual. You got it? That is self-organization. You don't think that you are facing a problem. And if you can organize yourself in such a way by previous learning methodology, when the real problem comes, you need not think. Something else take care. All of you know this situation? That is self-organization. But this self-organization can only take place when a pattern is there. I think you people know more better than me about a pattern. You see a pattern and you set it that this should go to this branch, this should go to this department. Then you see the pattern. You understand what I mean by pattern? When you see a problem, you know whether it is a mathematical problem, or an artistic problem, or a human problem, or a psychological problem, to which pattern it belongs, to which department it belongs. And then what you do? You shift. If it does not belong to your pattern, you shift it to another pattern. You just remember these three. Self-organizing, making the pattern, and shifting the pattern. And when the end I am going to give you that formula, all this will come to you in a flash. You need to remember all these things. But till I give that formula, you have to remember all these things. And then it's okay. Edward de Bono's theories on the mechanism of mind provide some interesting and provocative parallels with the emerging thinking on complexity, emergence, and self-organization in organizations. Those who wish to take organization dynamics seriously would do well to reflect on them. The most important thing about Bono's literature is, when you go through all his literatures, and I hope the classes of yoga are there from tomorrow, you will find that one asana is enough to give you the knowledge what Bono has given in his one book. And I will prove it. Just remember, one asana, yogasana, will give what Bono has felt so much strain to write in one book. And that is where again where my Pujya Gurudev comes. I am slowly introducing him on various aspects. And what Pujya Gurudev has told about is thought revolution. A revolution in thinking process. And you remember, when you say a revolution, it is completely different from what you are now. And I talk with so many people talking about thought revolution, and they are as bad as me. I don't see any revolution in them. Am I clear about this statement? When I say a thought revolution is occurring, you should be a completely changed man. If a revolution has occurred, and India has become independent, there is a lot of change. And if your thinking process has changed, and still you are thinking in the same way, what revolution is there? So in De Bono's book, you have a wonderful thinking revolution. Wonderful thinking revolution. You please do read them. Because, well, because when you complete, when I finish the whole brain. But you remember this, because where I stop? I want to differentiate between the number of books written by Edward de Bono and a simple yogasana. And it will bring a revolution in your thinking process. And if the asana does not bring a revolution in your thinking process, it is not a yogasana. It is a physical exercise. It gives the physical result. Whatever the physical benefits you get, you get it. I am not saying that they are useless. But you are misusing them. You are using a diamond stone like a marble. Marble means, you know, the gulika. So when you practice asana without this background, you are losing much. So whenever you put an asana, you remember there is a huge thought process behind it. We talk about our gods. God means a very powerful man, is it not? We think about him who is capable of doing this and that. For example, we talk about Brahma, the creator. What is his asana? Anyone? Hamsa. And of course Padma also. Now you understand the correlation between divinity and asanas?
the way to think like divine is based on the asana you are. You sit in the manager's chair, asana, you think like a manager. Is it not? I'm not saying about the physical chair. You understand my point? So these yogasanas are huge encapsulated thinking process given to you. Do you know the asana of Mahalakshmi? Goddess Mahalakshmi? Ullu, owl. Gudlaguba. Why owl? Nobody questions it. Because owl is the only animal who can see in the dark. And a businessman should be able to know the correct step even though for others it is dark. And another point in an owl is it can see covered food. You understand what I mean? If something eatable is there on the ground and if it's covered by leaves, this and that, normally, hawk is known to be a bird with a great eyesight. From 2 miles, it is able to pick up a small dead insect. But owl, it can see the covered food also. It dives, removes the covering and eats it. And Mahalakshmi comes to such people who can see inside the covers. So that is how the asanas were supposed to be meant to be encapsulated thinking processes. Now, you see this one, all of you must be knowing about it. We have the left brain and the right brain. The main problem with our stress is we are left oriented, we are leftist. Maybe those in the political wing may feel happy if they know that all of us are leftists. And left thinking is positive, analytical, linear, explicit, sequential, verbal, concrete, rational, active, goal-oriented. These are the positive qualities which we want, is it not? Which are the qualities you don't like in this? Anyone? You want to be goal oriented? How many of you want to be goal oriented? Only one? All of you want it. All of you want to be active? You want to be rational? You want to be concrete? Have to be very clear cut idea of what you want. You are able to express yourself. Sequential, you want to understand it step by step. First things first. Last things last. Explicit, be very clear what we are going to discuss today. Tomorrow we will talk about the other problems. Linear, this is the most important thing which I want to tell you about. We understand time as a linear concept. Yesterday, today, tomorrow. But yoga teaches that time is cyclic. No, understand the problem? That is the jump you have to take. And even that jump is in the formula which I am going to tell you. You will not have a linear time, but you will have a circular time. Your seasons are circular. The earth's rotation is circular. You are staying on it. And your time calculation is circular, is it not? But you are linear. That is the problem with time management. All of you got the problem very clearly. The time is circular, but your thinking is linear. Naturally, the clash comes. Can you avoid the seasons? It comes serially. And for the students, there is a big problem. The examinations also come serially, circularly. April comes, the problem comes.
coming quarterly.
Again, you start.
But are you able to understand time as a cyclic motion? That is what Sudarshan Chakra of Krishna says. Time is cyclic. You are born, you grow, you die, you are again reborn. You go to a plant, the seed, it grows, it dies. Again the seed, it grows, it dies. But in this cyclic process of Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesha, you understand the correlation of these three words? When I say Brahma, I mean the seed. When I say Vishnu, I mean the growth. And when I say Mahesha, I mean the falling of it. But again, what happens in this cyclic process? The seed multiplies. Is it not? And how many times it multiplies? Can you tell me a number? 10,000 times? Or can I say infinity? Can I say infinity? So, for you, if time can become ananta, infinity, you are in cyclic time. So, you have a lot of time. It is, But how to shift your gaze? I said the pattern shifting. I asked in the beginning. You are patterned to think yesterday, today, tomorrow, after a few years. And our rishis could think about yugas, lakhs and lakhs of time, but still it is linear. But they could also envision, see that time is cyclic. After Satyayuga, lakhs and lakhs of years, the Dwapara comes. After lakhs and lakhs of years, the Treta comes. And then the Kaliyuga comes. And then Satyayuga, again the cycle gets repeated. Even in your watch, you have these three cycles. Seconds move fast. When it moves for 60 times, 1 minute moves. When it moves for 60 times, our hand moves slowly. All are interlinked cyclically. So this is the pattern shift which you will learn through the yogasanas and pranayama. So you should know what you are doing. When you do pranayama to get health, to relieve from asthma, you are in a sequential time, linear time. I was sick yesterday, I am a bit better today, and I have done the pranayama, tomorrow I will be better. A sequence. But the real reason for pranayama is to make you enter into a cyclic time. You have to understand this difference. And the cyclic time comes when you move to the right, from the left hemisphere to the right hemisphere. Nobody wants to be emotional. Do you want to show your emotions? In public at least? Non-verbal. Can you have a dialogue without verbal means? Without words. But in yoga, we talk about the Adi Guru Dakshinamurti, who says, he sits in silence, he is very young. But his disciples are very old and all their doubts are vanished. Grostu Maunam Sishyaha Chinna Sansaya. And this intuition, there is a disintuition, is what I want you people to develop by this yoga classes. You are linearly doing an experiment. A scientist is linearly doing a number of experiments. Suddenly on one day, he gets the answer. You should underline the word suddenly. And all the scientific discoveries are sudden discoveries, intuitive discoveries. As a science student, as a science teacher, I tell to my students, you sleep well. Because the atomic structure was dreamt. The benzene ring structure was dreamt. The sewing machine was it dreamt? When I say dreamt, I mean they were sleeping. The scientists were sleeping. The neurons and the various structures of the neurons, of which the hormone carrying basis is the most important one, was also dreamt. So what is the best way to learn science? To sleep. So now you have my permission also and an expert's opinion also, but you have forgotten one thing. You can go into the intuitive state only when you have fully utilized your linear time. You got the point? They dreamt about it after they have put in years of hard work in the linear time. But if they can become intuitive, problem solving becomes instantaneous. Many people tell me, you as a scientist are talking that problem solving can be instantaneous. 4:30? Okay. No, I will finish by 4:30. And the time is now under my control. I will tell you a story about one known as Ranganna Babu. He was a Lord Rama's devotee. And he used to earn his livelihood by carrying water. About it, this is the story about 60 years back. The actual story. He used to fetch water from a distant well and he used to distribute it to the local people. That is how he used to earn his livelihood. He used to sleep and sit under a tree. And just before the tree, opposite side of the road, was a lawyer's house. And this man used to give whatever amount he used to get, 2 annas or 3 annas per day, to the lawyer to keep it in saving. And he used to get money from the lawyer whenever he wants, no accounting. One day, Ranganna Babu Garu asked the lawyer, "Is your son-in-law coming home?" He said, "No, he can't come. He is in Madhya Pradesh doing some project in building some government structure, installing a machine. I don't remember now what was that machine." He kept quiet. Anyway, but that evening his son-in-law came, and the lawyer father-in-law said, "Ranganna Babu was telling about you." He said, "What nonsense. You are a lawyer and you say he knows about my coming? He was just casually asking and you give such big picture that he is all knowing." 1 day gone, 2 day gone, 3 days. The father-in-law was asking, "Why are you, what happened there?" He said, "No, the machine has broke down. We couldn't install it. We called like all expert engineers, we couldn't find what is fault with it. So we are asking the German, the company who produced that machine. We are asking engineers from them. So it will take a week. After 3 or 4 days I will go back." That day evening, the son-in-law, the engineer son-in-law and the lawyer father-in-law went to Ranganna Babu. Ranganna Babu gave his what he earned on that day to him and said, "Alludu Garu, in India in generally we are conversant with it. One man's relation is a relationship for the whole town, especially in villages." So he said, "Son-in-law Garu, what's the problem?" He said, "You can't, what do you know about it? It's a big problem, we are not able to solve it. I am an engineer appointed by the German company and we are asking the German people to come." Ranganna Babu said, "There is a bolt fallen on the floor. You just fix it, it will start working." So to make a big story short, it happened like that. When they came back, they also couldn't fix it. Then the son-in-law remembered Ranganna Babu telling about the bolt. He said, "Maybe a bolt is missing." He fixed the bolt. how many such stories we have heard about our yogis and mystics. But we have never learned that the secret is in the cyclic movement of time. In a cyclic movement, where is now? Any point can be now. What we call as the eternal now.
So we, huh?
Eternal now. Eternal, along, ananta. So this you will learn by pranayama, controlling time. Our yogis say that all our lives are controlled by 21,600 breaths per day. If you misuse it or overuse it, your longevity comes down. If you retain it, your life is prolonged. This you can understand only when you know about the cyclic life. The left breath goes, right comes. The right goes, the left comes. Is it not cyclic? Coming from a point, you release it, it goes to a point, again it comes back cyclically. So in this pranayama, it is that particular point which we have to catch, where the cycle starts. But we talk about linearly. You think, if my asthma is gone or my other problems are gone, the diabetes is gone, it goes. If you go into the cyclic process, regeneration happens automatically. The seed becomes the tree, becomes the seed again, the tree. It automatically goes in a cyclic process. Could I tell you about the intuitive thinking? The problem and the solution lie side by side in intuitive thinking. And it is always there in nature. That is why Einstein used to say, synchronicity is the law of scientific research. Synchronicity means you will do research and get results only in those experiments which are tuned for that particular lifestyle. And now you are not able to get medicine for cancer because our lifestyle can never get a cure for cancer. But a yogic lifestyle can give a cure for cancer, as the records show. There are so many yogis who have cured so many incurable diseases which we say are not curable. So intuitive. But to be intuitive, you have to be playful. Do you know, in this age of so-called deceiving people who want to deceive each other, the only thing where you cannot deceive is when you play. And if you do not play with the rules, it becomes match fixing. You lose interest in the game. So what is the interest in the game? The rules. You stick to the rules.
Value.
Now, I was telling you about the physiology. I was telling you about the car driving. What is that known as? What association? Neuro association. So each have got its own rules. And information technology? You are amassing information. For what? You are understanding? So this is what I mean by playfulness. So you have two types of thinking. The left side thinking and the right side thinking. Where are we? We are all leftists. No doubt about it. We don't have intuition. We are not spontaneous. We are not emotional. We are non-verbal. Audiovisual. Visual means when a problem comes, do you use words to solve it? Or do you use pictures to solve it? Pictures mean charts. Charts. You are understanding, you have that, what is that? Flow charts or something. So the dot charts or flow charts are visualization of the profits and loss. And if you say this is 90% profit and this is 80% profit, This is verbal. But if you follow a column and color it, it becomes a picture. Okay, now. Next. Now, I want to tell you how you can understand the right-sided brain and the left-sided brain. We have now understood that we are left-sided. Now, what is our solution? Increase your right side. It is balanced. Samatvam yoga uchyate. Balance is yoga. It is not this balance, but the balance between your left side thinking and right side thinking. You see this picture. This picture is of a very old man, old woman. What do you say? Anyone? It looks not old. What must be her age about? Okay. I don't want. Okay, it is between less than 30, okay? All of you vote for it? Okay. Now, next picture. A well dressed woman, young in age.
40.
You say about 40. It is you, you have to tell. And now you see the third picture. Very old. Okay, na?
90 years.
Very old. Now you come back to the same picture. You just close this. You see the nose and the eye. Same picture, old? Got it? Again you show the first picture. Colored. This one, you see this old, you just close this part. You have the nose, the eyes, a old woman. Same picture. So what is happening there? Your visualization technique. The right brain is being playful. It may make it old. You are understanding the playfulness of a right-sided brain? When you look at it, it looks like very young, and suddenly it becomes very old.
Same picture.
There is nothing wrong with your vision. It is only the side from which you are looking. Whether you are having a left-sided brain, it looks young. You have a right-sided brain, it looks like this. But when you look now both, you are able to see both. Is it not? Then you have become playful. That is where Shankaracharya said, if you can take this world as a playground. He was not talking about feeling it like a play. If you can envision like that, what is the problem? Suddenly you have added, with your own experience, from an 18-year-old girl, it has suddenly become 81-year-old girl. I can't say girl, a woman. And now what happened? You have added how many years? In one fraction of a second, your vision changed. Instead of a left-sided brain thinking, if you have a right-sided brain thinking, you can add years and years to your life. To yourself also, this is how you look at it. If you look yourself, and the terminology we use, we start making our children old. From the first year itself, you say he is 1 year old. How many years old he is? He is 1 year old. Do you understand the verbal, the power of your speech? You are not able to understand. You have already made him old. So this you remember now. How you can say, and if time is relative, scientifically Einstein has proved. Space and time are relative. It only depends on how you see it, what is the background it, whether it is a left-sided background or a right-sided background. You see the next picture, you will understand the backgrounds better. Next. You see this. This is a rabbit with 2 ears, or it is a duck with a nose. What happened? Only your way of thinking has changed. Your neuro association has changed. Your image making faculty has changed. Is it not? But the thing has not changed. So why don't you think that probably that is what happening in your stressful conditions? And how to think in those stressful conditions? I accept it is not so easy as this. But yoga and breathing and meditation will help you to change the background. So don't think yoga, meditation and pranayama are something ancient. They are now relevant for us. Then once you know the left and right side and mechanism and how to think in totality, in wholeness. Next. Now, about the background I was telling, you can take it as a hourglass or anything, or two people looking each other. Is it not? It only depends on what background you are seeing it. If you want to take the white background, it becomes two people facing each other. If you want to take the black background, it becomes a black, what do you say, cup? Whatever you call it, it is that. Technical name, whatever it is. Next. And now a very simple question. How many squares are there? You should tell it immediately.
17.
But actually there are 13 squares. 30. So it all depends, you know, looking at it. Next. Cinematics. Here you see, this is what meditation does to you. You have a left flashback, comes from the past view. Past view in the woman's picture, I have shown you a young girl's picture. That is the flashback. Then what happened? When you see forward, instead of an old woman, you saw a young girl. Future view is controlled by your past view. And now when you mix these two with an emotion, if you have an anger emotion, you will see an anger. If you want to see, you understand what I mean by emotion, you will get the big picture within details. Next. Now, the scientists, a large number of scientists, later I can give you the literature, I just don't remember how many scientists, psychologists. They say that if you are deprived of food, sleep or sensory stimulation, your left brain is suspended. What is our aim now? We want our left side not to be utilized. We are everything about the left side. I have shown you are understanding what I am telling. We are all left sided. Now you want to turn to right side. Then what should happen? The left side must be suspended. So the psychologists say that if you fast or sleep, your left side is suspended. Then what happens? The right side become active. Then overload of words. Overload of words. If you utilize the same word, it becomes an overload. Is it not? Repeating the same word. It becomes. Repeating the same word. In our culture, we call it japa. Next, chanting. You have an ideal, you have a goal, Lord Vishnu. Then you chant his 1000 names. Now, what are you doing actually? Many people do just parayana. It's okay, it has got its own results. But to get the maximum benefit, you have to become a whole. You have to see all the 1000 words as Vishnu. But you are doing Vishnu Sahasrama Parayana and you have forgotten Vishnu. You go on chanting it. And there are so many people who go on explaining each word. And there are so many people who go into ecstasies while reading those books. But the main purpose of that is not that. Because the whole brain is known as Sahasrara in Sanskrit. In Sanskrit, all of you know, which is known as the first life. So when you have 1000 angles, I have just shown you three pictures, and I have told you how the background affects your thinking. And if you have 1000 backgrounds, they should be the backdrop of your thinking. Then what happens? It becomes chanting. And naturally, you need extreme physical comfort to have a right-sided thinking. And then in the end is, you be open, be accepting. This is what they have. And this particular thing is the most important thing, especially to those who want to become slim and active. Weight reduction. Sleep is the best medicine, and now doctors say that sleeping is the wrong medicine. And Charaka, the Ayurveda specialist, says you know how to sleep. And unfortunately, we have forgotten how to sleep. Insomnia. As you go on succeeding in your life, sleeplessness is probably what you get. But if you can suspend sleep, that is what is known as samadhi. And now all these are given in our yoga tradition. Next, this I have already explained. Next, wait. David Bohm, a Nobel Prize winning chemist, and Fred Alan Wolf, a physicist, have formulated broad quantum physical interpretation of reality that converge in many respects with the traditional Eastern ideas about the structure of the world. The universe is a single and ultimately unimaginable sea of energy. That is what the scientists are now telling about our universe, in which differentiated forms, things appear and disappear, possibly for all eternity. And Gary Zukav, a nuclear scientist, says, quantum mechanics, we are not as separated from the rest of the world as we once thought. It is a sparkling realm of continual creation, transformation and annihilation. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara. Creation, transformation and annihilation. And all that is akhanda. We are not as separate from the rest. So in these two slokas, the entire modern quantum energetic value of life is given. We chant those two slokas, but we miss this point. Next. The problems of the modern technological details, we all know the environmental pollutions and this and that. You show the figure. Now the solution. Pandit Sri Ram Sharma Acharya has very clearly, in a step-by-step practical vision, step-by-step practical is a left-sided word, is it not? Vision, right-sided. You see, hidden impulse towards self, all of us want to improve our lives. Just 3 minutes more. This hidden impulse towards growth has made us to desire conquer nature. Then what it did mean? We developed the technology. And because of the technology, we have dehumanization through the materialistic denial of spiritual values. And then we have the psychic imbalance, the left side. Psychic imbalance, I am not talking about a mental imbalance. Only the left side is more active than the right side. Probably that is a better word. Destruction of ecology and the human race. This is what happens. But once you go into the hidden impulse for transcendence, to understand our physiology, association, neuroassociation,
deho devalaya prota, that is what they say, the divinity is in us. Then you have the psychological and spiritual technology. Your body can do wonders, that is what the siddhis are. And then dehumanization too, not by denial of spiritual values, but because you understand the spiritual values. And then recognition of the need for integration, not separation. And then what happens? Individual and collective wholeness will happen. Next. So, every technology has a model. The Indian asanas, pranayamas, dhyana, and what Pujya Gurudev has given to us is this model, deho, devalaya. And in all these religions in the West, when you understand the truth behind their various rituals, you will understand that our own anatomical and psychophysical structures are the clue for success and peace and happiness. Understanding ourselves. Man, know thyself. Next. You are following the heading? Blood pressure is generated because of this and this fight and flight response. Next. I want the 4 points. How to go about it. Now, instead of fight or flight response, if you can have the relaxation response, this is by a doctor, what is the name of the doctor?
Herbert Benser,
MD, a cardiologist. He says that if you can follow these 4 points every day for 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening, you will be free from all your problems of cholesterol, diabetes, blood pressure or what not. If you can practice this. And what does this mean if not meditation? Is it not meditation that he is advising? But in his language. You sit in a quiet environment, have a mental device, and now I am going to give you the formula. Om Bhur Bhurasva Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. And now, all of you understand that our brain... 2 minutes more, right? 3 minutes more. And all our computers are opened by password. You cannot change the password. Is it not? If the password is somebody uses it wrongly, what happens? It won't open. So this is the password for the inner human physiology developed by our masters. So you have to use this password. Om Bhur Bhurasva Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. And meditate on it. And now last. Now, instead of doing this, if you can do this, your tension will go in 6 seconds. 6 seconds. What happens when a problem comes, worry or QRA, we make our facial muscles grim. Be aware of it next time. Then what you should do? You smile inwardly. Have you ever seen a serious God? Photo of a serious God. All God smile. Next, we catch our breath, hold our breath, shallow breath, pant. If you know how to know quite easy breathing, basic rhythm of life, many people say about deep breathing. And I have talked with many doctors and all of them are wrong. Tomorrow is the class, Dhanesh class is there. You will learn first time how to breathe properly. We don't know how to breathe, it's a shallow breathe, we never go it. There are two muscles which play very important. One is the, and what is this muscle known as?
Diaphragm.
And then the jaw muscle. If you know how to release this diaphragm, the deep breath releases this diaphragm. And when the diaphragm is released, your tension is gone. A limp jaw, body muscles. Next. Japa is the password. Pranayama, what does it do? It goes you into the intuitive brain. Right? And you should know that you are going there. Don't do it mechanically. It becomes body present, mind absent.
no use of that type of pranayama. And then dhyana, visualization, intuitive thinking. And in yoga for you, she has given a lot of exercises, and those exercises which are meant very useful for you to shift your gaze from left to right. Dhanesh, he will be your yoga teacher. And next, just Sukruta is our youth leader, and then that is R. Lakshmi. She is our coordinator for get up, R. Lakshmi. She is our coordinator for the Distant Education Center from Deva Sanskriti, and then she is our Pragya Mandal in charge for the state, Vijaya Didi. And of course, all of us, Ramya, she is the right hand of Lakshmi, Sukruta, and Vijaya Didi, and she is a budding lawyer. And this is Chandana. She is B.Tech. She helped me in doing all these things. And she is a great help. And he is my father, a retired Dean Professor, Nagaraj University Law Department. And then I told you about the cyclic process. Yajna gives you the cyclic process. The nitrogen cycle, the oxygen cycle, the carbon dioxide cycle, and when you perform Yajna, and if you can utilize the right side visual processes while performing the Yajna, it happens intuitively. But anyway, I know I was a bit fast, but if you all are interested, then all these things need practice. In one day we can't finish it. But if you can get a 3 or 4 day sessions like this, and if you want a particular aspect to be learnt or discussed, we will do it. Jai Gurudev. Is okay? I just gave an introduction of Gayatri Parivar in this. Dhanesh will take care from tomorrow.
Thank you all. I think we'd like to thank my Dr. Krishna Ji and Father for coming here. Everybody relaxed here, but I think we are just starting off the first time. If you wish, if you have anything to request, it is longer because you will be interested. So much to learn about it. I may try to grasp some of it because I am already into this process. So it could relate. I think to say in one word what Ramakrishna is talking, it's friendly to talk about Lord Narmi, specifically.